The Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blihak.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. And the entire world can tune in on the internet simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. Well, as always, we're going to start off today with something very special. It's a very special weekend, and I ask that you contact family members and friends and sit back, relax, and enjoy. As we start off with this one, it's called Polka Time at Your House, and it's by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra.
Time when the feeling's in the air, we'll pop a top together, the good times we will share. All your friends and neighbors, they're invited too. When it's polka time at your house, we'll all be there too. All over, we want to feel just right. We'll all sing good cheer, we'll party late tonight. We'll dance all through the night, we'll dance everywhere. When it's polka time at your house, we'll all be there.
Serena's Auto Body Shop and Collision Center has two locations to serve you. One at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. The other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. For more information, call Serena's Auto Body at 215-535-6606. That's 215-535-6606. 6606. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you to all of you that tuned in to our Saturday Variety program today. It's really great to hear from so many of you tuning in on the radio, listening on the internet, Alexa, Facebook, social media. The rebroadcast links from the front page of our Saturday Variety program, and now the FMHD. It's a new format offered by the station. It's really unbelievable what's going on. If you have the FM in your car and it has the HD format, do try 860 AM. See what happens. Now, it's great to have this time to share happy music, talk about community events as we work together to spread all the good news and cheer. We all hear every minute of the day what's happening in the world and all the difficulties that we are struggling against. Well, we have to devote a program like this to happiness. And as of today, Saturday the 21st, we're just 2 weeks away from Labor Day, which means we'll be enjoying the Polish-American Festival there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and all of you are asked to spread the word. In fact, do check it out on the internet. You can link on to it by going to PolishAmericanFestival.org. And of course, we'll be talking about it during today's broadcast. You can also hear rebroadcasts of our Saturday program, as well as our Wednesday American Workers radio broadcast, and all of our broadcasts from the front page of SaturdayVarietyProgram.com, and also on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, I'd like to note that on this Saturday, August the 21st, the Second Street Polish Society is having a very, very special annual party there at the Shore in North Wildwood, and that's going to be taking place from 4 until 8 p.m. today, the 21st, at Keenan's. That's in North Wildwood, and you're going to enjoy lots of delicious food, great refreshments, a good time for all, and all of you are invited. I hope to see you there. And of course, if you see me, let me know that you tune into the broadcast, because this was another very, very active week for all of us in the Blihash family. I'll be talking a little about that during today's broadcast. And also, I want to remind all of you about Pat's Polish Deli and Restaurant. They are located at 535 Andrews Road in Feasterville, Pennsylvania. And I encourage you to check out their internet site by going to patspolishdeli.com. That's patspolishdeli.com. I hear nothing but great reviews about all their food, their hospitality, the way they approach people, the way they welcome people. That's very, very important. So do check out Pat's Polish Deli by going to patspolishdeli.com. And of course, remember, they are located at 535 Andrews Road in Feasterville, Pennsylvania. That's in Bucks County. And if you'd like additional information, you can also give them a call at 267-982-5218. Well, how about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It was a special request for Saturday Night Polka by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. As we say, happy birthday and stolat to Maria Kubiak from her husband Jan, to Sofia Drazek from her husband Jan as well, Catherine Marmello from her husband Anthony, to Loretta Vilesko from her husband Tom, to Helen Piotrowicz from her husband Michael, and to Janina Pinkos from her husband Ed. For all of them and all of the ladies in our audience celebrating a birthday this week, let's enjoy this one. It's Saturday night.
Saturday night, dance with me. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin & Salzburg and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to alert you that the Port Richmond branch of the William Penn Bank is located at 2701 East Allegheny Avenue, that is in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. They welcome you to stop in and open up a checking account, a savings account, and find out about all of their many other services. Now, this bank is a new bank, a United Bank. They serve southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey, very well known in our community, and I would like to encourage you to check them out on the internet by going to williampenn.bank. That's williampenn.bank, or visit one of their locations for more information. But when you go to williampenn.bank, they'll tell you exactly where those locations are. And whenever you contact any of their offices, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on our Saturday variety program. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as all of us know, this summer has turned out to be a great opportunity to welcome tourists from all over America to visit historic Philadelphia and, of course, in the process, visit the Polish-American Cultural Center Museum, presently open Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And as you know, admission is free. Things have been a little bit different this year. Many of the museums are not on their full schedule yet, and some are open on certain days, but our Polish American Center is open Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And visitors certainly appreciate that schedule. For more information, I also encourage you to go to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, and right there on the top, you'll see a sign going across, plan your visit to historic Philadelphia. And you'll click on that and you'll be very pleased with what you see. And I just want to note that the museum continues to be a very important way to share Polish and Polish-American heritage, culture, and pride with visitors that come from all over the USA, and boy, they are very complimentary. Thanks also to major supporters, which I'll be mentioning many of them today. And I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Mr. Kazimir Kowalski for his unbelievable support for the museum, and also to Mr. Joseph Valunas for helping us to support the museum. It's been a very important project. And of course, we all know how important it is to support things that are positive. And at this time, Mr. Kowalski would like to offer a special tribute to Renee Kowalski, Katarzyna Kowalski, and Stanisław Kowalski. And of course, Mr. Kowalski encourages all of you to fly your American flags proudly and supply everybody with information about what's taking place there at the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. Well, as you know, I've been mentioning it a number of times, the 55th annual Polish American Festival and Country Fair is taking place beginning in 2 weeks. Can you believe how this time ran away? Wow. On Saturday, the 4th of September, the Sunday, the 5th, and Labor Day, the 6th, as well as the following Saturday and Sunday, the Country Fair and Polish American Festival will be open from 12 noon until 8 p.m. each day, and you know where that is, at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. For more information, you can check out their entire brochure by going to PolishAmericanFestival.org. Now, as you know, this festival offers a lot of stuff. Oh boy. On opening day, you'll enjoy the Swing Masters, Dennis Poluski and the Maestro's Men, the Golden Tones, and DJ Grzegorz. On Sunday, the 5th, it's going to be the Eddie Foreman Orchestra, John Stevens Polka Band, Zespol No Problems, and of course, on Labor Day, it'll be Robbie Lawrence and the Steelworkers Polka Family, as well as John Gura and Gurala, and DJ Narodowski. It's going to be a lot of things going on there. And of course, they have all the rides and the dance groups will be there. PKM, Polish Folk Dance Group, Ojczyzna, the Jelski family, and so much more. I hope that you'll be able to plan to go. And for more information, you can go to PolishAmericanFestival.org. There's also information on the front page of PolishAmericanShrine.com. That's PolishAmericanShrine.com. And there is an entire brochure listed in the August edition of the Polish American News. That's right there on the top of PolishAmericanCenter.com. How about we say a greeting to all of you, and thank you for your patronage from Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. They're located at 690 West DeKalb Pike. That's in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And as I said 1,000 times, this place gets a lot of positive publicity from its customers. I encourage you to visit them on the internet to see the beautiful items that they offer. Go to polskapolishpottery.com. That's PolskaPolishPottery.com. And for more information, you can also give them a call at area code 610-256-2306. And whenever you call any of our advertisers, make sure you let them know that you hear about them right here on our Saturday Variety Program. One more thing I would like to include at this time is a special thank you to major museum supporters, and they include all of us in the Blihash family, Caroline Czeszelka, the Czerwsz Kielbasy boys, Honorable Bernice Sobin DeAngelis, John and Mary Alice Gruch, Walter and Barbara Ilnitsky, Richard and Dorothy Klimek, Kazimir Kowalski, also John and Cynthia Krakowiak, Richard Krzyżanowski Esquire, and the Pauline Fathers and Brothers and volunteers at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Also, best wishes from major museum supporters, the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, from Teresa Romanowski, from Joseph Walunas, from Sandra Tomaszewski, from the Tomaszewski Funeral Home, as well as from Father Jan Palkowski, Mary Ferret, and Bishop John Janta.
For over 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, kabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
You know, this next selection, it is by Kevin Adams, is always very, very special, requested by people. And we're going to send it out today for the wedding anniversary of Agnes and Jan Maminski, to Jane and Edward Bay, to Edna and Jan Walkowski, to Irene and Alan Zamesko, to Laura and David Fisher, to Michael and Jean Zapalski, as well as to Phyllis and Hank Marczak. For all of them and all of you, this is called How Lucky You Are.
As you walk, There's so many heartaches in this world of ours. Sometimes a dream can come true when the one that you love is in love with you. That's the greatest of blessings by far. Sometimes a dream can come true when the one that you love is in love with you. That's the greatest of blessings by far.
And ladies and gentlemen, as time moves forward, more Americans are shopping with the intention of looking at labels and asking the question, for the price I'm paying, why can't these items be available from American-based businesses with American-made labels? One of the major difficulties that makes restoring industries in America more difficult is that business owners and investors found that having products produced outside the United States earns huge profits as opposed to manufacturing here in the United States. As consumers take the time to look at labels and are being more selective in how they spend their dollars, business owners are seeing more foreign-made inventory sitting on store shelves. Holding out for American-made has been showing store owners that America's consumers want a wider variety of American-made products. In the last 30 years, we saw that getting private sector businesses to expand and relocate in the United States is going to require actions that can only be addressed by America's national elected leaders, businesses now operating in America, and most important, the participation of America's consumers. Getting everyone working for one goal will allow positive changes to happen sooner rather than later. One of the main issues is reducing taxes on businesses and unnecessary government regulations that encourage businesses to leave America. Once these issues are addressed, American-based businesses can be more competitive with foreign-made products, and there will be fewer reasons for businesses to leave the United States and more reasons for them to expand and return to America. People tell me if there was an equal balance between domestic and imported products, we could better appreciate a global economy. However, we have reached a point where 90% of the products formerly made in the United States are now on sale in America with foreign-made labels. Help our efforts by looking for, asking for, and purchasing American-made first. Thanks for your participation. Kindly spread the word to your family and friends. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, Tune into American Workers Radio on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, our message is directed to trying to get more businesses reopening in the USA, restoring more product lines in the USA. We all see the unfortunate events taking place in the world, and we can't address them here on our Saturday broadcast because the news media is doing that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all I can hope is that people like our supporters continue to look for an equal balance between domestic and imported products so that we can really better appreciate a global economy and also stop this where we reach the point in certain areas that 90% of the products, shoes and everything else that were formerly made in the United States 30 years ago are now made everywhere but the United States. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the radio broadcasters that are repeating my weekly commentary. It's so great to hear from people that say, yes, I'm now a supporter. I'm really pleased. I'm looking more at the labels. I'm not happy. I speak up where I shop. I said, well, that's more than we can expect because for many, many years, people said very little. They didn't want to shake the boat. But now it's time for us to speak up because it really is our dollars. And if we want to spend them, we have to support American workers first as well. Also, I would like to thank you for tuning in on Wednesdays because we do our very best to make sure that our message goes out. And a special thank you to Larkin Conley, Rich Logis, Mark Andel, and of course, our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky. I'm Michael Blihosh, and always pleased to hear that people are hearing about our message on various Polish shows and various local programs, all sorts of ethnic programs, that people want change to happen. They're really disappointed with everything that's happening. You listen to the news and you wonder, wow, where is this going to end? Where is the preparation for a better America? We have to start looking out for each other, which I encourage all of you to do because we are one American people. We salute one flag and should be enjoying the benefits of our work and our goodness here in the United States. Tune in again this Wednesday, August the 25th, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And of course, thanks to our radio broadcast friends and all of you for spreading the word. And now, as a salute to everybody who's in our supporter list, let's enjoy this one, and this is very timely for what's been taking place in the last few weeks. This one is called A Salute to Old Glory, and it's by the Eddie Foreman Orchestra.
With brave and loyal people, we remember them in May. My thanks to those who fought for freedom, in your dead will always be. I climb my flag in all its glory, a proud American, that's me. When I see old glory waving, it means so much to me. Red, white, and blue with stars aglowing,
from sea to shining sea. I'm proud to be part of this country, the good old USA. You know our flag, it stands for freedom, something they can't take away. I hope you won't forget Old Glory. It's there for you and me. When you see the flag a-waving, remember what it means. Hand in hand we stand together, let our freedom ring. The stars and stripes will fly forever. Join with me and sing. When I see Old Glory waving, it means so much to me. Red, white, and blue with stars a-glowing, from sea to shining sea. I'm proud to be part of this country, the good old USA. You know our flag, it stands for freedom, something they can't take away.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Saturday Variety program serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware 7 days a week here on 860 AM radio. I'm Michael Bliash, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and as always, I welcome you to spread the word about our programs to your family members and friends. And remember, our broadcast schedule is the same, Monday through Saturday, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on Monday and Tuesday. Enjoy Barbara Ilnitska. On Wednesday, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. On Thursday, Barbara is back at 11. And at 11:45, it is the Pauline Fathers Radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. On Friday, Barbara is back at 11. On Saturday, I'm always welcoming you to be here with us for our Saturday Variety program. And as you know, you can access this from so many areas now, it's unbelievable. On Sundays, you can tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 with hostess Barbara Ilnitska, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Mica. Now, if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it made here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19106, and I'll do my very best to have it done for you on the appropriate Saturday. And one of our major supporters is the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. No matter where you live, if you are on the internet, you can do internet banking. If you live near some of their local offices, you can go direct to their office. But with so many people now doing banking online, the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union welcomes you to check them out by going to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. And I want to remind all of you that everyone is invited to the 55th annual Polish American Festival at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, located in Doylestown. And boy, oh boy, it's going to be a great festival. It starts on Saturday, September the 4th, It continues Sunday the 5th and on Labor Day Monday the 6th, 3 days from 12 noon until 8 p.m. It continues the following weekend, the 11th and 12th of September, also from 12 noon until 8 p.m. And for the $12 admission fee, you'll see all the events, have access to all the carnival rides and so much more. For more information, visit them on the internet by going to PolishAmericanFestival.com. That's PolishAmericanFestival.com. And they're going to feature carnival rides, live music, stage shows, ongoing entertainment on the main stage and in the Polish village, highlighting Polish traditions and customs. Polish folk dance groups will be performing, and they're going to have an unbelievable variety of Polish and American food and refreshments available for you. And I'd like to note that tomorrow is Sunday, August the 22nd, and at 12:30 they will have their annual feast day of Częstochowa at the Shrine's main church, and everyone is invited to attend. For more information, visit PolishShrine.com. Well, I'd like to pause now and just say a special thank you to the Polish American Cultural Center Museum benefactor sponsors, and they include Helen Cizio, Friends of Polonia, Richard Gostowicz, Debbie Majka, Honorary Council of Poland representing Southeastern Pennsylvania, Helen Piszek-Nelson, the Polish American Heritage Association, the Manayunk Roxborough Area Philadelphia Group, the Polish American Journal, and also the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, known as the PRCUA. And as I mentioned many times, and yesterday, Friday, August the 20th, there's always something going on in the Blihash family. Well, that was certainly the case yesterday, the 20th of August, as my daughter, Donna Blihash, and Brian Yeager tied the knot and were married. It was a great celebration. Congratulations to Donna Blihash and Brian Yeager for many years of happiness from all of us in the Blihash, Yeager, Roth families, and all of their cousins, aunts, and friends. Want to join in wishing them the very best and stolat. My special congratulations to Brian and my Donna, and also congratulations to the new Mr. and Mrs. Brian Yeager. For those two wonderful people, and in behalf of all the people that attended yesterday's special event, Friday the 20th will certainly go down as a very special time in our family history. Let's enjoy this one. It is by Dennis Matyka and the Good Times.
Oh, well, the bells started ringing and the birds started singing and the clock on the corner struck two. Thunder started crashing and the lightning started flashing and I knew I was falling for you. And the lightning started flashing and I knew I was falling for you. Well, you scared me half to death. I could hardly catch my breath. Your smile made my heart go boom. And when I looked into your eyes, I was almost paralyzed. Then I knew I was falling for you. Started crashing and the lightning started flashing and I knew I was falling for you. Oh,
Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And the next portion of our broadcast on this Saturday, August the 21st, is being presented by Mr. James Rabaczewski, the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America and National Life Insurance Fraternal, also offering annuities, fraternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. They've been serving the community proudly since 1873. Now, I'd like to encourage you to visit their internet site by going to prcua.org. That's prcua.org. There's also a link to their newspaper and other information. You'll be able to see exactly what this group is doing. But they offer life insurance plans, and now is a very important time. We all see what's going on in the world. It's very important that we support one another. And of course, why not support someone who supports us? And that is the PRCUA. Mr. James Rabaczewski encourages you to visit their internet site by going to prcua.org. That's prcua.org. You can also call their main telephone number during regular business hours at 1-800-772-8632. I also would like to mention that the William Penn branch in the Port Richmond area of Philadelphia is located at 2701 East Allegheny Avenue. That's at Edgemont and Allegheny Avenue. And they welcome you to stop by and support the William Penn Bank. Now, they have a number of other locations in southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And for all of those locations, visit their internet site, williampenn.bank. That's williampenn.bank. And whenever you contact any of our sponsors, make sure you let them know that you hear about them on our Saturday variety program. Also, I'd like to note that plans for the 2021 Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia are moving forward. The parade will take place on Sunday, October the 3rd. It's the 88th annual Pulaski Parade, and it will be televised on WPVI-TV6, ABC, from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon. And of course, right now, they are making a lot of preparations. This year, it's the 88th anniversary of the parade and the 40th anniversary of the celebration of National Polish American Heritage Month. And if you have someone that you'd like to recommend as an advertiser supporter, all you have to do is contact their office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at 215-922-1700, and they will contact the advertiser directly and let them know that there are many, many ways for them to advertise and help us promote the 88th Annual Pulaski Day Parade. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, has two offices in Philadelphia, in Center City at 17th and JFK Boulevard, and in Northeast Philadelphia at 8510 Busselton Avenue. Call Michael Steinman's office at area code 215-564-1866. That's 215-564-1866. Or in the evening or weekends, you can contact Mr. Steinman at 215-322-0235. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, always available to assist you in the English or Polish language. And I also want to remind all of you about another great supporter of ours, that's the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. Do check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com, and they encourage you to fly your American flags proudly. Well, today I have a request for an oberek, in fact, for the On the Ship oberek by the Krieger Band. As we say, happy birthday and stola to Robert Linfield from his wife Maria and to Mark Konievsky from his wife Josie. For all of them and all the gentlemen in our audience celebrating a birthday, let's enjoy this one by the Krieger Band.
The Polish-American Travel Service is located at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue, that's at Tilton and Allegheny, in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, where they will assist you with worldwide travel arrangements, vacation tours and cruises, translation services, the transfer of money to Poland through PKO, and you can drop off or they will pick up your parcels for shipment to Poland. Call the Polish-American Travel Service at area code 215-634-3396. That's area code 215-634-3396.
And I would like to once again mention that on this Saturday, August the 21st, the Second Street Polish Society from Second Street in South Philadelphia is sponsoring its Second Street Polish Society annual party at the Shore. That's taking place today from 4 until 8 p.m. at Keenan's in North Wildwood. It's going to be a great time. I hope that I'm able to make it down there. If I do see you, make sure you let me know that you tune in to the broadcast. And for more information about the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia, their events, they have a great picnic ground area, hall rentals, a beer garden, and so much more, I encourage you to visit their internet site by going to PolishHome.com. That's PolishHome.com. Or you can give them a call at 215-634-9954. And this has been a very rough summer. And the staff of Polish American Social Services wants to remind you that if you have any kind of questions about programs and services, to give them a call. Their office is open Monday through Friday from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Give them a call at 215-923-1900. You can also visit their internet site by going to unitedsocialservices.com. Well, I also would like to take this opportunity to send out this next selection to all of you working hard there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, preparing for this year's Polish American Festival. As you know, that starts Labor Day weekend, and the following weekend you can see an entire billboard about it on the internet simply by logging on to PolishAmericanFestival.org. This one is especially for all of you.
Panienko, stukają, wołają, puść panienko. O Jezu, a cóż to za wojacy? O Jezu, a cóż to za wojacy? Otwieraj, nie bój się, to czwartacy. Otwieraj, nie bój się, to czwartacy. Nasze konie, przyszliśmy napoić nasze konie. Za nami piechoty całe płonie, za nami piechoty całe płonie.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to encourage you to visit the Polish American Cultural Center Museum's internet site. As you know, you can hear rebroadcasts of our Saturday and weekday programs. There's also a link for the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa and so much more. There's also a link, plan your visit to historic Philadelphia, and also there is that special link to the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And with so many people wanting to enjoy a little bit of Polish heritage as they celebrate special occasions, there is Stolat is right there on the front page link as well. And it has the music. It also has the singing. It's a very special, special site. And as you know, October will be National Polish American Heritage Month this year. We'll be marking the 40th anniversary. So do check out the front page of Polish American Center and do let family and friends know about all the information. In fact, why not send them the link? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we get closer to saying Do widzenia for today, I want to close off with this one by Dennis Poluski and the Maestro's Men, wishing you and yours the very best. I say dovidzenya, I pshiem nego weekendu. I'm looking forward to having you here with us again on Wednesday at 11. Dovidzenya.